All right, what's up, everybody? Baby Huey coming to you live backstage from the SAP Center in downtown San Jose for the WWE Live SummerSlam Heatwave Tour. I'm so excited because sitting next to me is the living legend, the two-time WWE Hall of Famer, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. How's it going?
Great, great, thank you. How
are you? I'm doing awesome. First off, I just want to thank you for everything you've done in wrestling. I've been a fan since I was little, and I remember you played a big part of my life because I remember November 1991, my parents took my brother and I to one of our very first wrestling shows, Oakland Arena. See you guys. You and Hulk Hogan were in the main event, and I was just blown away how much fun it was.
First match was here.
And I remember like that night, it was the main event, and of course, you know, you're known as one of the dirtiest wrestlers ever, and you pull out like this brass knuckle and you hit Hogan, and I was like, no, what's going on? And do you remember that night still?
Yeah, Bobby Heenan's with me.
Yeah, it was great. Yes.
I was actually my first, we wrestled here and then L.A., San Diego, and then the Phoenix, and then went home. It was great. My first weekend on the road with the company, so it was awesome.
Awesome. Well, probably why we're here tonight is it's the day before SummerSlam. It's one of the big four events for the WWE, and so tomorrow is SummerSlam. Live on WWE Network, 999, Triple H has said many times. Any predictions do you have as far as the cards going on and some of the bouts?
You know, it's going to be a tremendous event, and the matches are, you know, it's pretty hard. Even, you know, I feel like I'm, you know, on top of it and watching it every week, but it's pretty tough to pick out who's going to win those matches. I mean, you got the John Cena, Brock Lesnar match, it's going to be awesome, the Randy Orton, Roman Reigns match, you know, I don't know. It's going to be really exciting for the fans to watch. It'll be exciting for me to watch. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. And the other big news is locally, everyone's real excited for WrestleMania 31 next March 2015 here at the Levi's Stadium, the brand new home of the San Francisco 49ers. Have you had a chance to check out Levi's Stadium yet?
I have not. But I'm a huge 49er fan. I was before I did the event last year for him, but I'm a huge 49er fan, and I'm happy for him. And I heard the venue is beautiful.
I'm sure that
it's going to be a phenomenal WrestleMania.
I actually, for the first time, went to Levi's this past week for a private little luncheon, and I was blown away. I mean, it's really compact inside, but so when you're sitting, it's almost like you're on top of the game. So I can only imagine put a square circle in there, it's going to be a maze. So you're going to have one hell of a time performing for everyone.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Awesome. And on that note, talking about the 49er thing, how did actually us 49er fans, we all know the week leading up to the Packers game during the playoffs, you had your very memorable speech.
The night before the Packer game. In Green Bay.
So how did that come to be? Was it like Justin Smith, right?
Yeah, well, Justin Smith, and I guess I've known Harbaugh since 89, but and like Jim a lot, but I hadn't seen him in years, and I guess they contacted the WWE, and the WWE called me, and I said, heck yeah, I'll go. I'm looking forward to it.
So, I mean, and then, of course, the following week, we played the Panthers, and then a lot of, you know, went back and forth. The Carolina fan.
Controversial.
What was your reaction to all, like, the Carolina fan? Wait, he's a Charlotte guy. Like, what's going on? I mean, so what was your reaction to just dealing with all those, the haters, or whatever you want to call it, online and everything like that?
You know what? It just, you deal with it. You know, it is what it is. And to be honest with you, because I work for the company, if they'd asked me to do it for a team that I didn't like, I may have said something. But I like the 49ers. Who doesn't, right? I mean, I think the 49ers are America's team, not the Dallas Cowboys, and I always have.
Well, I was gonna.
And if you look at the array of talent and football players that have been here over the years, it's. It's pretty awesome. So I was glad to do it.
I was gonna say, I mean, partly.
I care less what the Panthers think.
Well, I was gonna say you grew up in an era where there was no football out there.
Exactly. Yeah, and I mean, it'd be like the Vikings getting mad at me. I'm from Minneapolis, right? You know, and I'm good friends with Adrian Peterson, but nobody said anything but the Panthers. Thank God the 49ers beat them. I would have never heard the end of that, and that was a heck of a game too.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Well, so I know the Bay Area is pretty legendary, which is its wrestling venues over the years. Do you have any great just personal stories or Four Horsemen stories, like maybe at the Cow Palace or something?
We didn't come out here that much, you know, with the Four Horsemen. You'll probably only hear four or five times, you know. Just always liked the town. It's a great town to visit. I mean, it's a phenomenal. The WrestleMania fans that are coming in from out of town that haven't been to Frisco will die. I mean, there's so much to do. It's a very historical city with a lot to do and great food, nice people, great sporting fans. You know, who's not going to like that?
And okay, I quickly want to talk some wrestling. I know our time's limited, but first off, congrats. I guess it runs in the family. Your daughter, yeah. Currently WWE NXT Divas Champion. Have you helped her much just get to this point? I mean, are you still giving her tips? And
I haven't had much to do with it. I didn't even know she wanted to do it. And I don't think she did either until 2012 when she came to my induction for the Horsemen in Miami. And because she was, you know, doing very well in the personal training aspect. She has a degree in exercise physiology. And John Laurinaitis said, why aren't you wrestling? And fall later, she came over and said, Dad, do you think I could be a wrestler? And I never even thought about it, you know, because she liked it as a kid, and she was part of it, and has traveled with me a lot, but she'd always, you know, been so busy playing volleyball, or she was an All-American cheerleader and a level 9 gymnast. I mean, wrestling wasn't something that I ever thought she'd want to do, but not in terms of not having the skill, just, you know, she had other interests, but she jumped on it, and the rest is history. Yeah, I haven't given her any tips. I mean, she asked me questions, but it's hard not being there to give her advice. I was there when she wrestled Natty and I for that great match, and I was overwhelmed.
Gotcha.
She's so good.
Well, the other thing I want to know is just I've heard you in past interviews say, you know, Buddy Rogers' big influence on just the Nature Boy persona stuff. But who came up with the, you know, your famous catchphrase, you know, limousine riding, Jeff?
All my stuff. Nobody came up with that.
Really, just off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head.
Awesome.
It's all trademark. Careful when you say it.
Okay, I only said half of it right there. and even the woo as well.
The woo is trademarked too. I wish I could sue everybody that says it.
Oh, man. You got to talk to Gene Simmons people. They know how to trademark everything. So today in just the current roster of WWE, is there anyone that's closely, that resembles you or think, you know, kind of reminds you of who you?
I don't think there's anybody that resembles me, thank God. Nobody wants to spend that kind of money over the years on what I used to call it image enhancement, but they've got some great young talent here, guys. And I mean, I think that Roman Reigns is going to be huge. I think Seth Rollins has got a great future. I love Dolph Ziggler personally, and he's a great kid. I mean, there's six or seven guys that have really got it. But the guy that I think is really, you know, grasping the business and likes it enough to really make it, you know, the first and foremost thing in his life is Roman Reigns. Second generation, you know, so he gets it. And he gets the travel and he gets the work ethic and he gets the time and the time you have to put in to be good at it. You know, it's not just something that you fall off a tree and it's in your hands. You got to work at it.
Gotcha. Well, I got one last question for you is, I'm a big fan, but you're one of the rare guys who's lived through the major decades of professional wrestling. You know, I like to think that the 70s and 60s were, you know, kind of like the golden era, the 80s, kind of like the Federation years, 90s is known for Attitude Era, Monday Night Raw, Wars, and then, you know, lately in the last 10 years, the PG era, I guess they call it. Is there any era in particular that you thought stood out the most as far as putting wrestling on the map and making it is what it is today as far as the popularity?
Well, I mean, I think that's overstated because it's always been very popular. But the huge marketing tool that Vince McMahon has provided for, and, you know, the word sports entertainment has provided for our business is huge. And, you know, my favorite time personally was the 80s. But I think the 90s, you know, with the Monday Night Wars, whatever they're going to call it, you know, really took it over the top. But there have been so many great stars. I mean, if you look at, you know, Hulk was the man, right? And then along, just when you don't think you can find out Hulk Hogan, along comes Steve Austin. Then comes The Rock. And then comes Shawn Michaels. Then comes Triple H. I mean, a lot of phenomenal athletes have put in a lot of time and a lot of hard work to, you know, to make the to pull the train. Does that make sense? And, of course, Vince right there pushing it. You know, he never asks anybody to do anything he wouldn't do himself. So if you're flying 26 hours back from Australia to be at Portland TV, if he if you said you got to go to, he'd do it. Yeah. He's the best. I love him.
Awesome. Well, from myself, my family, all my friends, everything, we want to thank you so much just for everything you've done over the years, just putting wrestling on the map, making it entertaining. And like I said, we're forever grateful just for the entertainment and the childhood you gave us. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.